Believing the victim had been a tourist, investigators checked with auto rental agencies in Broward in hopes of finding a report of an overdue car with the name of the murder victim on it. They visited local car towing agencies to check on abandoned vehicles that had been towed in the city after the murder. They found no clues. "If he did rent a car, God knows where he rented it," said Mundy. A month after the murder, the bloody palm print on the wall of the motel room led to the positive identification of Peter L. Rugarello as a suspect. He was arrested in Jacksonville a year ago today. His accomplice, a man police identified as Wayne Moore, remains at large. Mundy said Rugarello never cooperated with investigators in providing the name of the murder victim. At his trial in Broward Circuit Court, Rugarello said the man's name was Adam, and that he'd met him and Moore near the Backstreet Bar on West Broward Boulevard, near downtown. He denied being involved in the murder. Prosecutor Peter LaPorte said an informant told authorities that Rugarello once said the man's name was Henry Faulkner. Authorities aren't sure whether either of the names is the real one, but believe Rugarello knows more about the man he's convicted of killing than he has said. There are still a lot of questions that only Rugarello and the individual that's still at large could answer, said Mundy. Because of those questions, Mundy keeps the investigation file on the top of his desk. The case is still open, though the chances of identifying the victim grow slimmer with time. "My guess is he was from out of state," Mundy said. "He could have been reported missing in some other jurisdiction, and we might never know it."